Previously on NC GameFAQ.
We're throwing the Voltorb on the parade float.
And he grabs the Voltorb.
I love you, baby. You can do this. I believe in you.
And he's hot mid-sentence.
Hello, and welcome to MC GameFAQ, Matt's cool game for attractive people. I'm Matt, and this is my cool game. And if you're here with me tonight, then congratulations, you're all my attractive people. We've done it! With tonight's episode, the Lil Gyarados Spring Festival and River Roundup arc finally comes to a conclusion. Who will live? Who will die? Who will be held liable for all that property damage? I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. By the way, let me clarify a thing. Later in this episode are some jokes about rioting and looting. Let me just clarify, this episode was recorded during the summer of 2019, long before the BLM protests. We here at MC GameFAQ unequivocally support rioting, looting, and throwing smoke canisters back at cops. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Stay attractive. Love you.
So kind of a gentle arc that just goes sailing through the air and then thunk. It lands on the parade float.
Yes.
Even though the Gyarados is shaking its head violently, Kenny Rogers is a professional.
Yes.
A moment later, you see the Voltorb sail down off the parade float and down the sticky rope. It doesn't fall because the rope is sticky enough and holds him up too, and he's pretty light. And he just rolls down to the girl, but he's very scared looking right now.
Electric Boogaloo, I see your trepidation. Do not be afraid. We are here with you, and you're going to do a great job. I just believe in you. You got this. Cast light screen right now on Sasuke's GF.
A light screen forms a spherical shape around all of them. The excess rope that's not within the barrier is just snapped by the force of this light screen.
Oh, no.
And they all go falling.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This,
I'm going to say, because I'm tired of y'all being split up, right at the moment that the little girl hits the ground is when the truck shows up.
I'm sorry, the phrase "the little girl hits the ground" just made me hurt inside.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
I mean, she is a gamer, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hits the ground, and right as she does, the light screen around her crumples like a cardboard box and shatters, but apparently it did the job because she's not dead.
Well, you know what? There you go.
It's like a bicycle.
Positive.
Yeah.
So is she moving?
Yeah, she's moving and she's complaining.
Oh my God. If you can complain, that means you're not unconscious and certainly not dead. So that is a very good sign.
I think I broke my ass.
Okay, that's fine. You can't break your brain. Let's not do that. So.
No, just my ass.
We have a doctor for that, I promise. Speaking of.
Somebody come get me. I can't walk. My ass is broken.
I jump up in the bed of the truck. I turn around. I slap my hands on the hood of the car. Like, did somebody say broken ass? And then I throw it. I sip the rest of my beer can and I throw it out of the back of the truck.
Oh, why didn't you crush it against your head?
Because I need my brain.
Oh, that's true.
So can I roll to roll down the windshield and over the hood of the truck? And
then I mean, you're in the back of the truck.
Yeah. So I want to roll over the cab.
No!
Okay.
Like a dumb slide.
What do I need to roll?
That's gonna be acrobatics.
Oh my God.
I've been gone for like a long time, it feels. I gotta get all the dumb out of me. I gotta get the dumb, so.
Get the dumb out.
Oh, for a four.
Yeah, you just flop over the windshield and just roll painfully down the hood of the truck.
Yeah, and I pick myself up on the grill, and I like hold myself, and I'm like, I'm a medical professional, here I come.
Oh my God.
And beer cans start falling out of my shirt.
At this point, roll for focus.
Okay. Five.
Yeah, the spiritual pressure of the Gyarados is keeping you from getting any closer.
Aww.
Man, I feel kind of heavy, and it's more than just the Steelix cans of beer.
He's too drunk to realize he's intimidated.
Yep.
I keep trying to like walk forward, but I can't.
Yeah, it's called intimidate.
Why did you say a little?
It's intimidate. It's a thing that Gyaradoses do. It,
basically just scares the shit out of anyone nearby.
Doesn't my little pancham do that too?
Not exactly.
Roll for intuition real quick.
Okay. 11.
Normally, Dexter would probably just fuck with you at this point in time and just give you coy answers. So I'm just going to have you roll intuition to just see if you remember it up front, which you do. Pancham's ability is Mold Breaker, which means other Pokemon's abilities don't affect him the same way.
So Pancham probably wouldn't be affected by Intimidate.
Yeah. He's a sturdy little shit, and I pull my Pokeball out. So I'm like, let's bring him out! And I throw him past me as far as I can, close to where Jeanette and Cece are. So Pancham, go! The Reich!
Pancham pops out of the ball in like a tumbling roll, and he's got his Naruto arms ready to run.
Oh my god, yes.
All this healing up plus the events of today has made him very sassy.
Yeah, go get him, you saucy little bear. Fuck him up.
And then he sees the Gyarados in front of him, and for a second he's afraid, but then he's like, finally, a worthy foe.
He's so sexy. Did you... Roy, are you really sending that, like, 2 feet tall panda bear after that almost 50-foot Gyarados?
Well, I mean, yeah, fucking look at him. I point at Pancham, who's, like, gonna be just, like, getting, like, pumped up. It's like, he's, the little fucking bear's ready to go. Look at him.
Is he doing, like, JoJo arms from the opening credits of season 2?
Yes, pose.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and Duke... You're in the back of the truck too, and you just witnessed all of this dumb shittery happen. Duke, why don't you roll for focus to see how the Gyarados is affecting you?
Focus. I can feel it.
I got a 7.
So you can kind of move forward. You can kind of move towards the Gyarados if you want to, but you can definitely feel it, and it's definitely leaving you feeling shaken. Meanwhile, the old man in the truck in front of you is like, bad news.
Oh, boy.
You want me to ram him?
Wait, I thought we were going to prevent the Gyarados from evolving.
He doesn't know the plan. He's an old man, and he's in a truck.
Yep. And he's had a beer from his cocaine nail.
What? Oh, I mean, you're like, what are the consequences of ramming the Gyarados?
You think I thought that far ahead?
Do it, Keithan.
Now, just because I'm giving you an idea, that doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Always take Matt's ideas when you first hear them.
Never take Matt's ideas
always.
When you first hear them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm gonna tell him to use the not centripetal force, but I'm gonna tell him to drift the pickup.
Okay. Drift the pickup to do what?
I'm gonna launch myself on the Gyarados and use the stone on it.
Okay, sounds good. I would normally say command, but this old man is just itching for a fight, so you don't have to talk him into it.
I mean, I'd hope not. It seems like he's rearing to go.
And Junko's just like, oh, pops.
Yeah.
While the rest of you guys are just getting situated on the outskirts of this path of destruction, you hear the truck rev. And you see the old man just, like, flash with determination in his eyes.
Is that old man gonna ram the Gyarados with his truck?
And then the truck, just in a spray of gravel, just takes off towards the Gyarados. Duke, hold on.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a bad idea.
This is a great idea. I love this idea.
we got this.
As the little girl is, like, hollering at y'all, I think I broke my ass. Does someone want to come help me? Then all of a sudden, and the truck just whizzes past y'all, past her, and just heading straight towards the Gyarados. And you feel the spiritual pressure of this Gyarados getting more and more intense. And right as you start to think, hey, maybe this is a bad idea, the truck swerves. And Tokyo drifts towards the Gyarados and gets just a couple feet from it before it takes off. But that centrifugal force was just enough to fling you out of the truck. And up against the Gyarados' tough hide.
Whoa.
Now roll for acrobatics and focus at the same time.
Okay, here's acrobatics.
Good.
11.
Good. It's really good.
2d6, focus, 10.
Oh, yes!
I got an 11 on acrobatics and a 10 on focus.
2d6s.
Nice. So, if you thought being near the thing was scary, touching it is just like touching an eldritch abomination. Your mind is just reeling as you touch this thing. But you prepared yourself cat-like so well that as soon as you make contact with it, you're just gripping onto its scales and you are not letting go. It doesn't even seem to have noticed you. You're not even sure if it's actual fear or if it's the effects of the Pokemon or both, but you are just frozen in place onto this thing. But maybe through instinct, you're gripping the seal tightly up against your chest.
Mm-hmm.
With just one hand kind of pinning it to your chest while still holding onto the Gyarados. And the other hand is just gripping on your feet. You've got footholds on the scales. You're probably about a third of the way. You're about a third of the length up on the Gyarados.
All right.
Dexter.
Holy shit. Glad I got recording of that. You guys seen this shit?
I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but let's just let it happen.
I'm going to upload this to ZayTube.
Yeah, we'll get all the clicks and the retweets and the dingle dangles. Yeah, wait, I have a question, though.
Sick, nasty mayor, bro.
Yeah. Well, how does he actually use the rock, though? Like, could he not just, does it need to be touched? Does he need to lick it or eat it?
Well, considering most situations, touching it is going to be enough, but this is a rather weird situation, and we're sort of presenting it halfway through the evolution. He may need to get more severe with it.
What does severe mean for
it's
using...
It's a suppository!
No.
I mean, they do make Everstone suppositories, so that such a thing has been done before. I can't say that's always the recommended go-to solution, but it can be done.
Stick it up his ass!
Oh my god.
I mean, maybe wedging it into a scales opening might also work, or putting it into its mouth or something. I don't know.
Let's do one of those. Like, put it in its gob.
No, that's not your thought. Put it up its ass. I kind of want to see where this goes.
I don't know where a fish has a butthole. I don't know how that
actually works. Gazebo has been flattened.
I like that gazebo.
Buy another one.
And you all know that near the gazebo is the don't feed the groundhog sign, is where Philip usually hangs out.
Oh, no. We have to protect Philip. He's a national treasure.
Okay, real talk, though. Where is Voltorb's just still hanging out with?
Yes.
Okay.
He is rolling around on top of her, kind of trying to protect her.
Aww.
But his last light screen broke, and he doesn't have it in him to make another one yet.
Well, ding darn it. Okay, well, that was my idea. Okay, I'm going to see if I can overcome my intimidate and try and run over to the Diglett.
Yeah, you can move towards the Diglett.
Hell yeah. Okay, I'm going towards the Diglett because I have a really dumb idea. Do it.
Okay, I love this.
Yes. Okay, I approach the Diglett, and is the Diglett the world's largest Diglett, at least in Colgate? Is it sitting outside of the ground?
Yeah, it's too fat to really dig holes very well.
Okay. How large is this Diglett?
Normally I'd have Logan to ask questions. Let me pull up Diglett information real quick. Diglett are normally 8 inches tall. I would say, so this is probably going to be a foot tall, and it's going, let's see, normally a Diglett is about 2 pounds. So let's say this is about a 10-pound Diglett.
Okay, a 10-pound Diglett. What level do you think this Diglett is?
It's not combat ready, I'll tell you that.
Damn it!
That was a really good idea. That's a really good idea. Fuck. Giant Pokemon battles? Damn.
It's
not fat due to genetics and because it's big or strong or anything. It's fat because it's been overfed.
But it couldn't just be like, damn, all of my lazing about, I'm going to do sand attack.
It's fat.
It's not a Snorlax. It's not a Snorlax.
Okay. Wait. Could Earthquake be like a Diglett fart?
If it knew Earthquake, maybe.
Oh.
Can I scan the... I'm going to scan the Diglett. This specific Diglett.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's... and because it's taken a few seconds here, I'm just going to have... Dexter just handle it for you.
So yeah, that's a fat Diglett, all right. Yeah, normally they're only supposed to be like 2 pounds. That's clearly not 2 pounds. It has not been. It needs a diet. It needs someone to restrict its diet.
But it's really not feeling sassy enough to do scratch on a giant Gyarados.
Oh god, no. This thing is like 2 months away from a heart attack, tops.
Don't you say that about Philip. He's beautiful the way he is.
Yeah, he's 3 feet thick.
What?
Yeah, y'all are kind of far away from the Diglett, so Dexter's just like, what?
He's a point of town pride. Cece's still going to yell at him for it. I mean, isn't he also on everyone's phone? Can't he hear me through my phone?
Hold on, let me pop over there for a second.
And he leaves Jeanette's phone to go over to Cece's phone.
Okay, now what are you hollering?
I'm saying that he is a national treasure and beautiful the way he is. Don't you shame our Diglett.
Okay, that's not really helping right now.
Yeah, he's fixed.
I don't know what he means by what he said, but tentatively, yes. So, I just... All I know is that you were trash talking our wonderful Diglett, and now you can go and be helpful or whatever now. Goodbye.
And he bops back over to Jeanette's phone.
Okay.
Okay, that was weird. All
right,
do you think I can pick this thing up?
The Diglett?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fight you. It's pretty tame.
Oh, God, what do his legs look like?
Oh, I'm terrified.
They just look like normal legs. Just fat.
Okay, I'm going to...
You might have Diglett now.
Oh my god, that's so sad. I'm going to try and pick up the Diglett. I feel like I should be careful of my back, though.
Roll for athletics.
Oh no. I said that, and then I realized that was the worst idea for my actual character. But it's a good in-game concept. For 2, I definitely threw out my back.
Yeah. You hear something pop in your lower back, and you're just like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh no. Roy!
Yes?
Roy, I think I threw out my back trying to pick up this really fat Diglett.
Okay, here I come. And I start hobbling towards her as fast as I can.
While Jeanette is trying to do something with her back, I think, Cece, if you have a better plan, maybe you have a better chance of picking up this Diglett because you take Zumba or whatever. I don't know.
Stop trying to pick up the fucking Diglett. It's too fat.
Zumba, yes, that's definitely what I do to keep my wonderful figure. It is that thing you said.
Everyone roll for intuition.
Roll for intuition.
Even Duke, who is stuck on a Gyarados right now, heard this somehow, and he's like, his brain is thinking, wait a minute.
Oh, man. So I got a 15, and then Roy got a 13.
I got an 11.
Okay, all three of you realize, wait a minute, you've never seen her doing anything athletic. How does she stay so thin and thick?
Those fillers of plastic surgery.
Oh, it's not that.
Oh.
No, I already have the answer to this question. I'm pretty...
That's why she's laughing.
That's why I'm laughing.
I'm ready.
Yeah, now that you think about it, it's not like you ever see any muscle tone on her.
None at all.
You haven't seen her do anything athletic, but yet, man, she stays so skinny all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, questions for later. There's a Gyarados rampaging.
There is a rampaging. Everyone takes a second to go, wait. That's weird. While this Gyarados is about to destroy the town. Hold on. How does she stay so thin?
I love it.
Even Duke, who is currently trying to climb a Gyarados, even takes a minute to think, wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's not real.
From the Gyarados, you hear him hollering, wait a minute, Cece!
How do you keep your little fucking girl leg?
Oh boy.
Okay, so what are we doing? What are we even doing here? Are we just gonna let the Gyarados bulldoze the town?
So my Fonzie, he's still on the float, yes?
Yeah, he's basically, because he's not needed and because he can climb on walls and stuff, he started to come out of the float and now he's just kind of waiting for a further order.
Where is our mayor on the Gyarados currently? Like, where on the body?
Like, he's about a third of the way up on the tail.
I'm trying to think. So my idea is, if it's going to be something he needs to take orally, then Fonzie can help by using string shot to force his mouth open.
Okay.
So, is he where Fonzie is versus Gyarados? Is he in a good spot for that, or does he need to move?
I mean, the whole head is pretty much enclosed by the parade float.
Well, then it would probably be good for Fonzie to still stay inside the parade float, so when the mayor gets up there, okay, he can force the mouth open from within the parade float with String Shot.
Okay.
Because if we need Everstone to get in Gyarados one way or the other.
Mayor, what are you doing?
It's probably best not to go up the butthole.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I mean, up to you, Mayor. If you want me to keep the tail down while you put something up his butthole, String Shot can do that too.
Are you talking about going in through the outhole?
I mean, it's up to you. You're the one who's got to put the Everstone one way or the other.
Have you ever heard the Led Zeppelin song, In Through the Outdoor?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyway, you do what you like.
I don't know. Which one's more risky?
I mean, you ever touched a Gyarados' butthole, son? That sounds pretty risky to me.
I mean, what's more risky, the mouth of a Gyarados or the butthole of a Gyarados?
I mean, as far as I know, a butthole can't swallow you whole, so probably the mouth is technically riskier. Also, like Dexter said earlier, you might also just be able to wedge it in between its scales or something. You don't know.
Like if there's a weak point in its scales or what?
Yeah. Yeah, because there are big joints in it because it's like armored.
Can I find one of the joints?
Roll for perception.
No, my weakness. I got a 5.
You see a joint in its segmentation in the carapace, a few feet above where you're hanging from right now.
Okay. I'm going to try to make for the carapace.
Okay. That's going to be a focus roll because you're getting over intimidation.
I got another 5.
Okay. I'm going to say you're still very terrified. You're unsuccessful this turn, but you haven't lost any progress. You'll get another chance next time. Or if you have a different idea, you can try acting on that.
I have an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Earlier on, when we used a Pokemon machine in an earlier episode, I got some opiates and oats.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're technically for Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're supposed to have a, like, somewhat numbing effect or whatever.
Man.
So
I like where your head's at.
I'm just going to get really high and basically off these opiates and oats for Pokemon, and
I love this idea.
Be like, and just be like, man, I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
I don't fucking care.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it because I want it to happen. You take the opiates and oats. And the crunchy granola is delicious.
Yeah, the granola.
You're taking opiates?
No, they're opiates and oats for Pokemon to heal them. But I imagine they probably are like, I'm like, this is good. And then I'm like, oh shit, this is actually gross.
Yeah. And at first, like, the granola parts taste good, but the opiate parts, they probably shouldn't have put pills in with stuff you're supposed to chomp down on because the actual pills taste pretty gross. But then after it dissolves in your mouth a little bit, you think, oh wait, no, this is actually pretty pleasant. And after a minute, you start to forget that you're holding on to a giant hell beast.
Oh no.
And now you're just on a fun jungle gym.
Oh, jungle boy. Gyms. Jungle gym.
I'm on a jungle gym.
Yay.
Meanwhile, you hear off in the distance, the rest of y'all hear the mayor go, yay.
Oh my god.
Also,
hold on, I'm getting a call.
And on the other end of the phone is Professor Strank.
Oh boy.
What did you do?
Well, it's a funny story, Professor. That is in no way our fault. It is other people's fault, like Junko's.
Definitely Junko's. I can confirm that.
So we are working to fix Junko's giant Gyarados problem because we are such wonderful and giving souls, much in the light of our Arceus.
Yeah, we love the town and we don't want it squashed.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is why we kill these things.
I completely agree that we probably should have killed this thing, but it is what it is, so we're working to fix it.
How are you trying to fix it?
The mayor went and got something, and I think he's going to put it down its gullet.
What the hell is that?
Cece looks up at the Gyarados. Mayor! Mayor!
Mayor, you can hear her, but you're having a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm on the Gyarados. I'm on the wiggle worm doing the woo.
Okay, I'm glad you're having fun, I suppose. What's the name of the thing you're going to put down the Gyarados' throat again?
I believe it's called the Everstone.
Did you get that, Professor Strength?
Oh my god. Okay, is it really not finished evolving yet?
No, it's a very big boy.
Jesus Christ. Okay, that might work. In the meantime, see if you put it back in its ball.
I thought since it was wild, it didn't have a ball. It has a ball?
I mean, you captured it, didn't you?
Nope.
I don't remember doing so.
Didn't you pull it out of the water?
Yes.
Did it put up a fight?
I mean, it was really tired at that point.
Did you win?
Yes.
Do you think a ball just adds mind control technology to an animal's brain pan?
That's not how it works.
You captured it. It's yours.
Oh.
I fucking told you I could catch it. You didn't let me put it in the fucking Pokeball.
Well, then go ahead and try not to hurt the mayor. You have to catch him if he falls.
Fine. I pull out a Pokeball. And I hurl it at the Gyarados.
No, don't do it.
Okay, roll for 1d100, let's say.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh,
what does that mean? I'm sorry. I'm going. All right.
It's going to be at a pretty disadvantage because you're still pretty far away from it.
Say to 2.
72.
62.
Okay. Yeah, you throw it as hard as you can, but you're still a good 20 feet away from it, and the ball doesn't quite get even that distance.
Where is Kenny Rogers when you need him? Fuck.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers is there. Also, you know, Pancham is ready to go.
Pancham!
And he kind of, like, looks back at me and just like, huh. Like, hey, can you pick up that Pokeball?
Roll for command.
Oh, you're just,
I'm untrained, probably.
Completely untrained.
10.
Wow, that's really good.
Okay, yeah, it grabs the Pokeball and picks it up, and it's just like, and it starts to run. Meanwhile, Duke, you have successfully repressed the terror field. What do you do now?
I make my way up the scale thing to stop the evolution.
Okay.
I'm going to firmly grasp the scales as I go up.
Uh-huh.
Like, think like Shadow of the Colossus.
But high.
Yeah, but like somewhat fun, I guess.
Nice.
Alright, yeah, you successfully get up to the point where you need to be, and the big joint is just opened up for you, as if this thing is just flailing around, confused.
Alright, I pull my arm back, cradle the stone in one arm, and then pull it back, and then with all my strength, I shove it up under the scale.
Okay. Yeah, you jam this big disc right into the joint along its spine.
Cool.
And nice. As this thing is glowing, it just hollers real loud. And the intimidation field around it burns brightly really quick for a second, and then it just starts to fade. And it starts to shrink. But it's not stopping completely, it's just shrinking a little bit. It's probably back down to about 12 feet tall now. And the parade float just kind of drops off of its head and hits the ground and just clatters with a very loud bang.
Nice.
We did it.
Good job, Maya.
We did it.
Well, it's not quite done yet. At this point, Pancham is running with the Pokeball towards this Gyarados. And the Gyarados is getting smaller, but it's getting even more aggressive now. Duke, roll for acrobatics to avoid being thrown off completely.
I got an 8.
Awesome. Okay. You are thrown from the Gyarados, but in a way where you're able to let go just in time, so you're able to jump down, not awkwardly.
All right. Well, that's good.
You hit the ground.
And you sort of
roll backwards. Yeah.
I did it.
You roll backwards, and this Gyarados is just using the move Thrash, and it's just thrashing about, breaking every tree nearby.
Oh, holy crap. You might want to get away from that. That thing looks angry.
Maybe now's a good time to throw the ball.
Pancham has the ball and he's still running at it. And Gyarados is just thrashing about, just swinging wildly, knocking down trees, but Pan Cham's just ducking around each and every one.
Dodge, little buddy, go!
Hey, Roy, what'd you do with that bracelet?
What bracelet?
You don't have to be coy with the narrator.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were speaking as a character in the game. It's in between my butt cheeks.
Is it really?
I mean, because where else am I going to hide it? I'm wearing scrubs.
Well, either way, it's starting to vibrate for some reason.
Fuck! And I reach back behind and I pull out the bracelet.
Yeah, you get the feeling you should put it on.
Put it on.
I give it a sniff and just like, ugh. And I slap it on my wrist.
Is that what I think it is, Matt?
Maybe. You feel a link forged between you and Pan Cham as this thing is running towards it.
Oh my god.
And it's building up speed.
Ah! Whoa, fuck.
You get the feeling you should pose for some reason.
Good, and I strike a Joseph pose.
Oh man, he's doing it IRL right now. It's terrible.
Let's fuck him up, little guy. And I strike a pose.
And you feel all of your power syncing up to Pan Cham and going towards Pan Cham as he starts dodging every one of these thrash attacks. As it runs up and tackles the Gyarados with Breakneck Blitz, Pokeball first. A moment later, in a flash of light, the Gyarados is gone and the Pokeball is shaking on the ground.
Oh my god.
Yes! Fucking caught it!
But is that a Gyarados?
And the Pokeball is still shaking on the ground. Do y'all get closer to it?
Yeah.
I'm off by the Diglett, so...
And it's still shaking. It hasn't given any indication that it's solidly caught. And your phone is still on. You're still connected to Strank.
Strank, how long does it take for these things to get caught?
What have I told you about Pokemon?
Oh, fuck.
Give it a stern, strong order.
Tilt, stay in the ball.
Stay in the ball, you fucking shit!
No, sir, you stay in that ball. You stay in that ball real good.
Both of you roll for command.
Command for Josh is a 2.
Oh.
Cece, it's up to you.
12!
Oh. I think that saved his ass.
Woo!
Ah.
Cece, the ball stops moving.
Oh, my God.
Cece goes and picks up the ball.
It is extremely warm.
She kind of... tosses it between her hands like a hot potato, because I imagine she has very thin skin.
In many ways than one.
That's a spicy meatball.
I'll hold my hand in Italian.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, the mayor walks up to y'all too. And Roy, it's at this point that the bracelet ejects a crystal from it and starts to crack.
Oh, shit.
And Duke, you definitely notice this.
Uh-oh.
Now that you see he has it, you know where he got it from. You know where he picked it up from. You know when he got it.
Yeah, okay. So
you're also very high, though.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing with that bracelet? You know it was in that treasure box in the town hall, man. You're like, why you gotta take that shit? Like, all you had to do was ask me.
What, this old thing? And I wave one hand, hoping he's distracted by my hand, and I try and like throw the bracelet off behind me. And it's just like, yeah, it was an heirloom given to me by my grandmom. And you're welcome, by the way, for saving the whole fucking town, Mr. Mayor.
Cece raises her hand.
Oh no.
Mayor, you said that, you know, all he has to do is ask. Do you have another one of those things? Because I'm assuming his cool big move thingy came from the bracelet thing, and I want one too.
No.
Day of the Spring Festival in River Roundup, around dusk. Your party is currently gathered inside the Colgate Municipal Police, Animal Control, and Snub Hub Station.
Snubhub?
Or CMPACASS for short.
Snubhub?
Yes. Grubhub.
I had a feeling I wanted to clarify.
Yeah. But it's Pokemon, so Snubhub. You're all here for different reasons. Mayor Duke, you're here to iron things out with Sheriff Giff Sizemore. Cece, Jeanette, you're here to give a statement on the Gyarados attack. Roy, you've been arrested.
End of statement.
I was only waiting for it.
Faulkner, you've heard that Roy has been arrested, and you thought that'd make damn compelling audio.
Thank God. I'm waiting for this day.
Regardless, you're all in the same room, plus or minus a pair of handcuffs, waiting on the sheriff to return.
Does Roy still have the Z bracelet?
No.
It's still on. It was on his wrist, but it got removed. And also, it kind of cracked and broke right after he used it.
Got a different kind of bracelet on now.
Yeah. It's more like an X bracelet now.
Yeah. The sheriff's handcuffed my cock.
He said it was a dangerous weapon.
That's right. And I know how to use it.
You didn't have a conceal and carry license for this bad boy.
I really need to know, like, how soon is this after the events of what happened? Did I have time to change an outfit is what I'm asking.
So things have been pretty hectic. It's probably been total an hour, but you haven't been given any free time to go change yet.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Duke, the opiates you've taken have worn off by now, obviously.
What the fuck did I miss?
You missed some weird shit. TLDR, Gyarados had an intimidation aura that was very difficult to get through, and Duke had the very inspired idea to dose himself with an item he had, opiates.
The granola and opiates?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And it worked. It to him, it was no longer intimidating. Now it was just a fun playground slide.
God, I can't wait to listen to this.
It's pretty good.
All right. So yeah, that has since, it was a light dose. It's since passed out of his system. And since then, you've realized that when you took him to City Hall, he stole the antique Z ring from the display cabinet that was in your office. Do you bring that up to Giff Sizemore when he's arresting him, or do you keep it to yourself?
Can I roll?
I mean, you can roll anytime you want, but I'm asking, what I'm asking you is, do you rat on your friends for stealing, or do you keep it to yourself?
I mean, at this point, I don't know if I would necessarily say we're friends.
Oh, but he's allowed to borrow it, and CZ isn't.
Oh.
I see how it is.
Damn.
Well, I'm just saying that so far in this campaign, there has been some contention between the two of us.
I'm not saying there isn't.
I think it's been playful roasting, but take it how you want.
The action will start once we make that decision. Is he just getting arrested for the stuff the police know about, or is he also getting arrested for
theft of government property?
Yeah.
Really
drill it home.
Like, I'm torn between the two, because I feel like as a public official, I do owe it to the town, like him taking it
for saving
relic.
Well, if you're not sure, we'll just keep it undecided. You haven't told anyone yet. You still have the option to tell them later.
You can always use it for blackmail.
That's true. That's a good plot.
Always for blackmail.
If you in person are conflicted about it, your character's probably going to be conflicted about it too. And if he's conflicted about it, he probably hasn't told them yet.
Yeah, I would say that that's where I'm at. I'm conflicted.
So just play it by ear. Just play it by ear. So you're all in the room together.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't ratted out your compatriot yet. Don't need to call him friend yet, but compatriot yet.
Comrade.
And CC is just waiting to give her statement and go so she can change clothes.
CC kind of gently pulls her arm up to herself and sniffs it and, oh, when are we leaving again? I need to change. This is gross. This is inhumane.
Do you really smell that bad? I don't really get an ambient odor from you.
I don't smell like my usual perfumes, and that is worse than death.
And you don't have, like, a few spares in your stiletto heels or something?
My stiletto heels are too pointy for that. And my purse is too full of Pokeballs. I am trying to do my part for the group, and I sacrificed my expensive perfumes, and now I smell like a normal person.
Jenna starts to get very overwhelmed at Cece's tears.
Oh, it's just, it's beautiful art watching you cry like that.
One lone tear comes down her face.
Jeanette takes out her cell phone camera and takes it kind of close to Cece's face so she can capture it for posterity.
Oh my God. Cece's used to pictures, that's fine.
We can put it in my next exhibit, Tears of a Crown, instead of Tears of a Clown. Tears of a Crown.
You know what? That's fine. My face is art. Thank you.
So, is Giff in the room?
No, he's not in the room. You all are just kind of waiting for him to come back. Also, someone else is in. There is a drunk tank holding cell nearby, and that's where Roy is. And also, Mona Lisa is in there
too. Guess you wound up with your sweetheart after all, huh, Roy?
Are we in the same cell, like across from each other, or are they just in a completely different room?
No, it's basically a drunk tank, and yes, you are in the same room together.
Oh, okay. What I really want to know is why do I have handcuffs on inside of a jail cell? That's a bit redundant, isn't it? Could someone fucking let me out of these?
I mean, big deal. My hands and feet are cuffed. You don't see me complaining about it. Just because I tried to start a riot. I mean, people were rioting anyway.
Yeah.
And God, just broke a window or two.
Don't fucking talk to me. I tried to save the town.
Yeah, so did I. By rioting.
Mona Lisa, how many TVs did you steal?
I'm half.
Half of one? Half of one TV or half of the town's TV?
It would have been one, but I dropped it.
That's looting, not rioting.
What size TV was it?
Which is the kind of rioting that ends with you getting a new flat screen TV?
Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl win.
A temper tantrum?
Okay,
you need a sports team to win first before you can do that.
Well, now you tell me, Cece. God.
Don't be amicable with her.
I'm very upset.
Roy, she's sweating next to the drunk tank. She really can't handle any of your standard shit right now.
Well, I can't fucking either.
You people smell and you're rubbing off on me.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc, seriously, though, you holding?
What?
What? Nothing. What?
No, and I dart my eyes around. Shut the fuck up. I'm not at all. And I kind of shift uncomfortably on the bench.
What does holding mean?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
It means we're in a holding cell, narc. God.
Are you holding perfume?
Hey, that's really good thinking. That was smart telling her that. That was perfect.
So you're being held between your butt cheeks?
I'm sorry, what?
If you're holding, where are you holding it? I need to know.
Silly, that's a holding cell. I think you've misunderstood.
The only thing I'm holding is Christ's love in my heart.
I think you mean Arceus. Are you drunk, honey?
Yeah, who the hell is Christ? God. God, what am I on right now?
So I look over at Mona Lisa. I'm just like, sorry, I don't do what you just asked. And you can hold this dick. And I just kind of lean over and fart on her. And I scoot away to another bench so I can, like, sit close to the bars and be kind of close to you guys. I'm feeling very, very not being, very not wanting to be in a cell right now. But here I am.
And she tries to move away from your fart, but because she's so heavily handcuffed, she can't really get away. She's like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Aha! Smog, am I right, guys? Hey, and I look at the group.
How bad is his fart? Should we roll for it?
Oh my god.
It's a big drunk tank. You're probably fine. And Jeanette, you were asking what condition he is in, as far as you can perceive. Like, what does he smell like?
Yes.
Well, he currently smells like he just farted.
Oh no.
What'd you roll?
Oh, I hadn't completed that yet. Hold on.
Also, Dexter, I don't know if you want to do anything with this, but you still have the option to hop into his phone, and his phone has been confiscated, and it's in police protection property right now.
Ooh, no, Dexter's definitely going to be doing something about that.
Yeah.
4d6.
Yeah. The first one I got was a 17.
Okay, that's definitely going to be enough. You notice that your friend Roy is sweating a lot more than he probably ought to be. And it could be that he's nervous. It could be that it's hot in there. But you're also noticing him breathing pretty heavily. It just looks like he's wiped. And yeah, y'all have had a big day. But he looks unnaturally wiped.
Roy, do you need a glass of water or something?
Glass of scotch? Yeah, I'd love one.
You don't have any of that. You don't see I don't have a peg leg. I don't just pour it out of him empty.
Oh, peg leg. That's a really good idea. Get the captain. Yeah. He's a captain, isn't he?
The captain does not have a peg leg.
I wanted the captain to have a peg leg.
Fuck.
Logan, this is yes and. No, I'm fucking with you. You don't have to have a peg leg if you don't want one.
Maybe, so no. No peg leg scotch for Nurse Roy.
Well, great. It would be lovely. Absolutely lovely. And I would definitely pay you when I'm out of here in whatever you'd like. Medical supplies, medications. If I could just get just like a nip of something.
This sounds very illegal.
You know, it's either that or I fucking make it in the toilet. So, you know.
It's about this point that Giff Sizemore, the very corpulent sheriff of the town, squeezes his way through the door. And once he's waddles his way around, it slams it behind him. Mm-hmm. He turns around and he's holding the Pokeball. He says, well, the Magikarp has been contained and its evolution seems to have been reverted. But not every matter is settled yet. It doesn't look like we can kill the Magikarp anymore.
Why not? Wasn't it going to, like, feed the town?
Yeah, and it still might. Thanks for that. But, you know, that town...
I don't need that sarcasm. I'm going through a very tough time right now.
Because the sheriff is perpetually horny, and you are an attractive woman, he says, now, darling, he comes over to you. Like, he gets starts to, like, Joe Biden level of intimacy.
Jeanette takes her car keys out of her pocket and puts them between her knuckles.
Damn.
And the large sheriff sidles up behind Cece and starts rubbing her shoulders. And now, sweetheart, you just calm down. Now we're going to take care of this business, sweetheart. Don't you worry.
Jeanette takes her car key fist and lightly, like, shove pokes him in his big old rotund tummy.
Okay. Oh my. And he backs off a little bit, but you're not sure if he actually gets the threat of it or if he just thinks this is playing around.
Oh boy.
So, you know that town seal that the mayor had?
Mm-hmm.
The Everstone? Well, it seems to be missing.
I mean, didn't it like go into the Gyarados or something?
That's kind of maybe seems to be the case. The last place it was seen was lodged into the scales of the Gyarados. Popular opinion among the boys believes it is currently lodged somewhere in the Magikarp's body.
So it'll poop it out?
Good.
Maybe. If that's in its stomach or in its mouth or not in its musculature somewhere. Doctor says we probably don't have a good chance of operating on it without damaging the town seal or, worse yet, triggering evolution in the Magikarp.
Oh, no.
So, our best bet so far seems to be to, wait to see if the Magikarp passes it and give supervision as necessary until then.
Yep.
Sounds all right.
Sounds
sure.
Good to me. Sure.
Now, an animal of this size and level of possible danger, it certainly conveys some risks. And considering the town seal is possibly on the line here, there is definitely precautions we need to take. So whichever one of you decides to take property of this, just know, we have offers on the table. the good and lovely Mrs. Warletta Brooks has offered to no cost to you, because she's so darned kind-hearted, to house the Magikarp in a free, enclosed space that is very safe for everyone involved until the matter has been concluded and the Everstone has been passed.
I'll take the fish. I've got a laxative at the clinic.
You calm down in there. God damn it, boy, you know you're setting out. You're firing off dangerous weapons in town property without a license.
Yeah, well, I've got a conceal and carry. It's in my pocket. You should reach in and get it.
I ain't falling for that twice now, young man. You're just going to make me grab your dick again.
Just a big old wall of quarters.
How big is this fish tank going to be to contain this Magikarp so it can poop?
Oh, I'm certain I don't know the answer to that question. But I know that Miss Warletta Brooks is as gracious as she is pretty, so she'll definitely take very good care of your Magikarp here for you.
Cece dabs at her eyes with a handkerchief she pulled out of her giant purse and says, well, I have been looking to donate to the arts, so it is very kind for Warletta to donate space, but I feel like this Magikarp is our responsibility, so I would like to help make sure that this is like a Disneyland for Magikarps. I'm gonna make that space really nice. I'm sure it's lovely what she's got, but I feel like it's our responsibility to make sure this Magikarp lives a life of luxury. Because that's the type of person I am.
At the sight of your crocodile tears, the sheriff takes off his hat and puts it over his heart.
Oh my god.
Of course he does.
Yes!
Fuck.
What a good old boy, am I right?
I hate this. Oh.
I hate this.
I love it so hard.
I'm going to need one, if not all of you, to sign the paperwork to finish the deal with Miss Warletta Brooks here. She's been nice enough to have her lawyers draw up a contract and send it our way.
How soon do we need to sign this? Because I need my lawyers to look it over.
Oh, it's at your luxury, darling. Don't you worry about a thing. And you can feel him pressing his belly against your elbow.
Oh my god!
Pass.
With his belly poking into you, he reaches around his large girth and hands you a clipboard.
Large girth.
Can we not use that word?
It's not the fun kind of girth.
His large girth.
Turgid. That's a good turgid.
It's not turgid at all.
You know, I'm sure Warletta has noticed your wonderful kindness, Sheriff. You're such a kind soul, and I'm sure Warletta would appreciate that very much.
Ma'am, you flatter a lonesome and humble cowpoke such as myself with your kind words.
Oh, you fucking get a room?
I'm certain I shouldn't be engaged in such inappropriate talk about a lady. Much less with these other lovely ladies present.
Oh my god.
He is the Joe Biden of this campaign.
Oh, hurts.
Just Biden this time.
Oh no.
Stop. Okay, no, actually, yikes. I accept that one.
Yeah.
After he hands you the clipboard, he walks over to the drunk tank where both Mona Lisa and Roy is being held. I suppose that's due to the circumstances and the statements we've taken from Miss O'Hara and Miss Larson here, I think we'll be okay to release you out on probation as long as there's no further incidents. Don't y'all think?
Ah, good luck. Perfect.
No, he helped out. He did very good for him. He gets a smiley face sticker. Roy?
Yes, Cece.
You get a smiley face sticker. I'm sorry that bird stole your last one.
Does that mean I'm out of the negative?
No, you have one now.
You're neutral now.
Oh, good. Yeah, smiley face stickers around, everyone. I'll buy us a round of smiley face stickers. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, wait a minute.
Is there a problem here, Mayor?
We're just talking about good guy stickers. Smiley face stickers. If there's anyone in here who possibly doesn't deserve one, it's this son of a bitch.
Oh, we're gonna be E for explicit this episode.
Overly dramatic gopher.
Bam, bam, bam.
To be careful, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not actually to be continued yet. We have a little more.
Yeah,
to
I know. Okay, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so did you actually say that in the canon of the story?
I mean, I can say something else.
No, that's what you want to say.
No, I want to keep that line in, but
okay,
it has to be followed by something now because
revelations have been revealed.
Yeah, people, the focus of the room is on you now.
All right. So I go, it's this son of a bitch! This guy right here.
Who, me?
Let's just say, in the middle of everything, we were at Town Hall. And we were going there to get the Everstone.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just say he was in my office. He was poking around. We were looking for it. I wasn't entirely sure where it was at.
Yeah.
Will you get to the point?
What I'm trying to say is this guy located the Everstone for me?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You can fuck off with your smiley face tattoo because this guy deserves the triple star of honor.
That is not where I thought that was going.
I love it.
Keith, so, you son of a bitch.
So Roy did maybe 2 smiley face stickers cut?
You give him the triple star of honor.
Cece gasps audibly.
It's the seldom awarded service award of Colgate. It's the triple star honor award.
And each of the stars has a smiley face.
BillyWitchDoctor.com voice. You mean triple sticker? He is legend.
Does triple sticker just, you know, maybe we should upgrade that to like a Zapdos sticker. Every 3 stickers is like a Zapdos or something.
No, it's a real town award.
Oh.
Sure.
Is there going to be an award ceremony?
So what I'm trying to say to you, Sheriff, is we got a parade to plan.
Oh my God.
and I've got some documents to sign.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on.
We're going to have to figure out what day fits just right for Roy Metal Alex Day.
Jesus fuck.
while everyone's kind of distracted by the mayor's proclamation, I look at him kind of still handcuffed sitting next to the edge of the bars, and I make eye contact with him for a second.
And squint
a little bit, enough for him to notice. And I look at him inquisitively.
Yeah, I love parades, definitely. Thank you so much. All the accolades, please. I'll take them wherever I can.
Oh my God! So the sheriff just like, and he's got his hat back over his heart again. Well, God darn it, son. I didn't realize we had an American hero here in our jail cell. We're real sorry about this.
I'm not American.
What country? What is the name of our country?
We haven't decided.
I don't know. I was just going with Australian. That's why.
No, but you are Australian.
All right. We've got us a national hero in our jail cell. This is a mistake that needs to be rectified forthwith. Cash, let him out of the Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh my God.
And the jail cell clicks open and your handcuffs fall off.
I rub my wrists as I walk out. It's lovely being a free man. And I give everyone a quick glance. I kind of look at each one of them. It's like, okay, I'm off to the pub. And I start walking towards the door to the jail.
That's whenever I grab his wrist. and then I pull his arm in and I'm like, you ain't going nowhere, you son of a bitch.
But the sheriff does not notice this at all.
Yeah. All right.
He's busy fastening the jail cell back up to make sure Mona Lisa doesn't run out.
And that's whenever I go, like, I just saved. It's like, you know, like, I just saved your fucking ass.
Yeah, I own your ass. It's kind of... Stop doing the fucking Jack Nicholson face at me, Alex. I can see fucking... What's his... John... something Castellanos from fucking The Departed... Face.
Yeah, that's really, who I am right now.
I know. That's what I imagine.
We have the gif on the screen, and I'm like doing it at him in rhythm with
it's
it.
It's freaking me out. Stop it.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
But yeah, that's the Jack Nicholson face. Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah. I tell him, it's like, you're not going anywhere, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, I just saved your ass. You're my runner now.
Oh my god.
Oh, Mayor, are we gonna plan a marathon next too?
Yeah, I'm a long distance runner.
Oh yes, of course. We gotta have a marathon for Roy Metal Alex Day.
No, Mayor, it's a relay. You get it?
And that's whenever I twerk his wrist a little more, and I'm like, you need to pipe down.
Oh my god!
The adventure continues next episode. But in the meantime, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or whatever local podcast merchant you frequent. Leave a positive review and we'll give you an in-character shout-out. This show is a non-profit, fan-based parody. All intellectual properties contained therein are owned by several other, far wealthier people.